Hello, Earth Explorers. Brooks Agnew here, coming to you live from the Conscious Life Expo in Southern California. Sorry, I don't have a live show tonight. I am going to be speaking on the North Pole Hollow Earth Expedition in about an hour. But I want to let you know there are thousands of people here, lots of consciousness going on here in Southern California. I have several awesome people that I'm standing here with. Don't know if I can, maybe I can get Rob Simone to come on the air here for about 5 minutes and tell you a little about what he's doing. So this is Rob Simone. I'm sure you're familiar with him. Here you go.
You're live.
Thanks very much for the opportunity to join you all. My name is Rob Simone, and it's a pleasure to be here. We are live at the Conscious Life Expo. And of course, this is one of the biggest events of the year. Some 6,000 people come with a singular, multi-pronged purpose. The underlying message is consciousness, but that umbrella really, it contains a lot underneath it. We have science, we have phenomena, we have the extraterrestrial, we have what's going on underneath the earth, upon the earth, and above the earth. So if you're interested in really any form of consciousness, any form of expansion or expanded awareness, this is the place to be. Now, I could introduce myself and talk some more, or would you prefer a dialogue? Yeah. Now, what I've done so far is what most of us are doing here is a series of lectures combined with over 200 vendors. These vendors come from all over the country, and they bring with them some of the most interesting, some of the most cutting-edge devices, contraptions, and most importantly, herbs, medicines, and health products that rarely get a chance to rise above the cacophony of corporate-controlled media that has a singular purpose of pushing this pharmacological, military-industrial complex agenda. So we do have a bit of fun as well during this. Now, I gave a lecture early this morning. It was about the Aboriginals of Australia and their extraterrestrial encounters and how they have managed to capture some of this incredible, iconic imagery of these extraterrestrials in their artwork that still lives today. Not to mention their oral traditions that have been handed down thousands of years ago. Now, the Aboriginals of Australia, by many, are considered the original peoples. And indeed, their DNA has been tested to be some of the oldest DNA on the planet. And when I lived there for a year, I discovered that there is an incredible amount of reference to star people and extraterrestrial contact that is woven in to their history, woven into their legend, especially as it relates to the dream time. Now, this is something that is just one piece of the puzzle, and if you are interested in any of this stuff, you can check me out online. My website is www.robsimone.com. I'll throw it back to Brooks, and again, we're live at the Conscious Life. Thank you very much, Rob Simone. You never know who you're going to meet here at the Conscious Life Expo, live in Los Angeles with X Squared Radio. As you all know, I am an avid and insatiable Earth explorer, and this is the place where all these explorers collect at these various expos and consciousness events. As you know, in May, on May 11th, there is the conference in Hawaii put on by Michael Sala. In July, there is another conference at Mount Shasta put on by Shalimar. Also a conference put on by James Gilliland at Trout Lake, Washington. And you can access all of these by going to x2-radio.com. I also want to let you know that some progress has been made on the North Pole Inner Earth Expedition. We have some good feedback from the producers who have talked to some of the major networks. There's a tremendous amount of interest there, and we expect the funding to be forthwith and be able to take off on this expedition. In any case, in about 40 minutes, I'm going to be talking to a group that are making their way to Catalina Meeting Room A here at the LAX Hilton in Los Angeles near the airport. and we're going to talk about the prospect of going to the North Pole to search for an inner Earth opening. Is it there? We don't know, but we're going to put together a team and go. Others that have come by have been Brent Miller, William Henry, Dr. Nick Begich. Some of my other friends have shown up, people that I've had on the program. Ed and Chris Sherwood are here. This is a great gathering of minds. Shalimar is here. We are talking about new energy devices. We're talking about explorations that are being done in communication with ETs and off-worlders and alternate dimensions, new kinds of propulsion devices, new kinds of communication devices. All of these things are coming to bear at this time. As Rob was saying, there are over 200 exhibitioners here, have everything from remote sensing devices to talismans to all kinds of shaman type of mandalas and different things you can put in your meditation space. I also want to remind you to not forget to go to NitroPack. That is one of our affiliates. You can click on the banner at X Squared Radio and make sure that you begin to put your food storage and emergency preparedness items together. A NitroPack has been around for over 18 years. They have all of the technology. All this is prepackaged for you. It's very reasonably priced. They deliver it straight to your home. And I can tell you from experience, having been in a few catastrophes myself, from earthquakes to tornadoes, that these kinds of items are very easy to get when times are like they are right now, fairly prosperous, fairly peaceful, at least in our country. But when catastrophes hit, these kinds of supplies dry up in a hurry. Remember, you don't need emergency preparedness items when everything is going well. If you don't need them, that means everything is great. When you do need them, it can make the difference between life and death. It can also make the difference between comfort and hitchhiking along the highway with nothing but the clothes on your back. I'm not trying to paint a dark picture for you, but the town that I live in, Madisonville, Kentucky, November of last year, or I'm sorry, a year ago November, the town was struck by a tornado.
Let's walk up this way.
Sorry, we're walking live here at the Conscious Life Expo. That town was hit by a tornado, wiped out two neighborhoods, and believe me, emergency preparedness items were in heavy need for about 2 weeks. And had those people had 72-hour kits with their walk-away items, they would have been just fine. We're walking up here to the workshop area, see if we can find a couple more people to talk to you, if I can. Well, there's a really fantastic musician that he's playing right now. His name is Nick, and he would be a great one to speak to you. I may, if my producer's listening, realize that this cell phone connection is probably going to drop about now. So that's about all the interviewing that I can do for now. But be sure to tune in next week, because Robert Pinkham is coming on the program, and we're going to be talking about the Templars and Freemasonry and the Holy Grail. So don't forget to tune in next week, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, X Squared Radio. Thank you. This is Brooks Agnew signing off. Bye-bye.